Well, good morning. This is Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. You know, we always seem to think it's someone else who would die unexpectedly. Someone else who would die tragically. We have time left to live. After all, we're young, or we're not that old, or we're in pretty good health. We have time to do better in the future than we have in the past, or even how we're living at present. When things change at work, when my financial situation improves, or when this family situation I'm in gets better, or the list goes on and on. And we plan to do better things, and we plan to live a better life sometime soon, but when does it come about? When I have a family, or when the kids get older, or whatever excuse you come up with, that's when I'll live a life that has God in it. I'm having fun right now, and things are great. You see, God isn't so important right now because since things are going so great, I really haven't had a need for God in my life yet. My point is that there are always reasons and excuses why people don't put God in their lives, why God isn't the priority. But something that each and every one of us must learn is that we have no idea how long we will walk above the ground on this earth that we live now. On November 14th, 1970, a jet plane full of young men in what we might call the prime of their lives tragically crashed just 2 miles from their destination before they got to the airport in West Virginia. Everyone on board was killed. This included 37 young football players, the team's doctors, team boosters, and even the athletic director of the college. You see, no one was immune to this tragedy, whether they were young or old, whether they were just a kid or had some great title. This was the Marshall University football team, returning from a game that they had just lost against East Carolina. These young men weren't thinking, well, today's the day that we're going to die, that we'll lose our lives. I'm sure they weren't thinking about the great sorrow and mourning that would take place. They were probably thinking about football, about coming home to their family and friends, about the fun things that they had enjoyed and would enjoy, and how their team was getting better and improving. Yet none of these things hold a candle to facing life and death situations. If we knew when we would die, most folks would live in such a different way. We would get our act together before it was too late. We would have God in our lives so that we would be in heaven instead of hell. Yet we know we will die. We know we must give an account of ourselves before our Creator, before our Maker, before the one and only true and living God. Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your word you will be justified, and by your word you will be condemned." In Romans 14, verse 12, "So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God." But even though we know this, we always seem to think we still have time. We have time to change. One day we'll change for the better. But what if it is us? What if it's me? What if it's you that dies unexpectedly? What if, like these young football players and their staff, we die as we relax on our journey of life? Then it will be too late. Will we be like the five foolish virgins in Matthew 25? They ran out of oil for their lamps as they waited for the bridegroom, and then as they went to buy more, they came back and it was too late. And the bridegroom said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." And then he goes on in verse 13 and says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." You see, we must be prepared for the judgment day. We must get prepared today. There is no promise of tomorrow, yet we are promised justice from a just God, a God who will say to those who do not do His will, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You sinful people, depart from me." The Marshall Thundering Herd football team had no warning that their lives would be tragically taken on that fateful day in 1970, and neither do we. Don't be fooled into thinking you have time. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, "Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The only time that we have is now. I encourage you to examine your life, examine your behavior, examine your words, examine your attitude, and test it against the Holy Bible If it doesn't line up, make it right before it is too late.